exactly when Jesus was born. Sacred tradition has always maintained that it happened in the night, like this, in the middle of the night. And if you're like me, this is really staying up late. Now, I know some of you all might be night owls, but the whole season of Advent is really about waiting. We hear the whole history of salvation, of how we have to, how God has had this plan of salvation over the ages. That's sort of the point of that really amazing Christmas proclamation that comes again from the treasury of the church, you know, citing all those periods of time leading up to the birth of Jesus, waiting and waiting. And so I have to say, even tonight, I was waiting for this Mass to come, you know? During Advent, I've been praying this novena that actually my sister pointed out to me. It has the interesting name. It's called the Christmas Novena of St. Andrew. And it doesn't really have anything to do with St. Andrew other than you start it on the Feast of St. Andrew, which is the 30th of November, which is always right about the beginning of Advent. And so you start on the Feast of St. Andrew. I have a confession to make. I got a late start, okay? But I think the Lord won't hold that against me, I hope. And you pray this novena right up to midnight of Christmas Eve. Because it's really all about that. It's all about the birth of Christ. And the whole novena is just one short prayer. But it has a catch to it. You pray the prayer 15 times every day. So I divvy it up 3 in the morning, 3 at noon, and 3 at night, and 5 in the morning, and 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. This is the prayer. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born, of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight, in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. And here's where you put your intention. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother. Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born, of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight, in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. You know, this prayer, very much like St. Luke's Gospel that we heard tonight, is at great pains to fix the birth of Christ as a historical reality. It's not a bedtime story. It doesn't start once upon a time. But it starts when Quirinius was governor of what, and this, all those things, like in the proclamation at the beginning of Mass, all these very specific times, this beautiful prayer. At midnight, in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. And I have to say, this came home to me more really from the beautiful pilgrimage I was able to take to the Holy Land, thanks to you, and visiting Bethlehem, and really seeing that Jesus really was, he was born in a cave. Where people kept their animals. And there was nothing, you know, glamorous about that at all. You know, there's nothing glamorous about animal droppings. You know, there's nothing glamorous about that. It would have smelled pretty bad, I think. And would have been cold. And very uncomfortable. Brutal, really. And so in the worldly point of view, there's nothing to recommend it to us. And yet we're fascinated by this scene. We kind of pretty it up. That's a beautiful scene, isn't it? But what makes it beautiful is not the externals. What makes it beautiful is the humility and obedience of Mary and Joseph. What makes it beautiful is the supreme humility of the Son of God to become a man in poverty and brutality. What makes it beautiful were these shepherds who came after being alerted by the angels of what was going on in the night, at midnight, in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. And so I have a lot of confidence about the intention I made this novena for. Because Jesus knows our lives and the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph are not very glamorous either, for the most part. He knows exactly what our lives are like. And so I believe he hears us and he helps us. The Son of God, who was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. Durante Adviento este año, yo recé una oración llamada Novena de Navidad de San Andrés, porque la novena empieza en la fiesta de San Andrés en 30 de noviembre, cerca del principio de Adviento. La novena termina esta noche en la misa de Navidad a medianoche. La novena es solo una pequeña oración, pero rezando 15 veces cada día. Alabada y bendita sea la hora y el momento en el que el Hijo de Dios nació de la más pura Virgen María a medianoche en Belén, en el frío penetrante. En esa hora dignate, Dios mío, de escuchar mi oración y conceder mis deseos por los méritos de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo y de su Santísima Madre. Amén. A medianoche, en Belén, en el frío penetrante. La repetición de la oración con el tiempo me enseña que la Navidad del Señor estaba pobre, humilde, difícil, incómoda. A medianoche, en Belén, en el frío penetrante. La Navidad del Señor estaba no un cuento de hadas, sino más bien la historia verdadera. A medianoche, en Belén, en el frío penetrante. El niño Jesús y la Virgen Madre y San José entienden la dificultad de la vida humana, entonces podemos confiar en ellos. Nosotros tenemos la confianza que ellos nos oyen y quieren ayudarnos. Jesús hizo un hombre como nosotros, a medianoche, en Belén, en el frío penetrante.